The millimeter wave advanced imaging technology and automated target recognition software the new scanner includes is already in use in four other Wisconsin airports, including Milwaukee and Green Bay. There will be 500 scanners in use across the country by the end of this year. TSA spokeswoman Carrie Harmon says the electromagnetic waves that bombard passengers while they stand in a clear cylindrical booth pose no health risks, and the image that security officers see showed just the broad outlines of a generic human figure.
This technology uses a computer-generated image, so it's not an image of an individual body. The image is the same for all passengers.
Once the passenger steps out of the scanner, the image appears on a computer screen with a highlighted area in yellow if the scanner has detected a security threat, either metallic or non-metallic. If nothing is detected, a green OK flashes on the screen. Harmon says passengers can decline to be scanned, but they will then be subjected to a pat-down. Because the scanner detects both metallic and non-metallic items, Harmon says it requires passengers to take one more step in the security boarding process.
Take everything out of your pockets, not just metallic items. You still take off your shoes, you still take off your belt, but we ask you to take everything out of your pockets.
Harmon says the new scanner will neither speed up nor slow down the boarding process, but should address the privacy concerns of some people who objected to the full body scan. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.